Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dave, let's paint the picture. Let's paint the picture. It's the nation's capital. Major and his team have delivered another excellent daily rendition of the takeout. And Major's, he takes a limousine home. Takes a limousine to pretty much the same location where Thomas Jefferson stayed.
Yeah. It's a three limousine parade too, so people don't know which one he's in.
You know, he's right there, and he has a similar monument outside the residence, right? And as Jeeves is driving him, Major says, "What the heck? Let's play the lottery, right?"
Sure.
So Major does not go in. He has Jeeves go in with his own money.
Naturally,
he gives Jeeves a 50-cent tip. 50-cent tip for going in.
Only if he wins.
But as it turns out, Major wins. Major wins the $1.3 billion. He takes the money up front, $500 million approximately. Dave, what do you think Major buys us here on the show? I mean, he's now overwhelming amount of cash. What does he buy us?
A ticket to Don't Bother Me Anymoresville?
That might be how soon can he send a UPS package. Pay on delivery, by the way. He's not paying for it. Pay on delivery. It was real. I've moved on. Don't ever reach out to me again. That's what we're thinking.
No.
Thank you.
No. I would buy a very small island and put you on it.
And wait a second. You would join
Whatever.
Me? We would vacation there?
Listen.
I would just have Wilson.
Get off the boat. The boat is leaving. See you later.
Wilson!
I'm sorry, Wilson.
You know, I would have to call the ball Major. Major! Major! When are you coming back? I know he's coming back and I'm on the island. How do you think, you both know me fairly well, how do you think I'd last, how long would I last on the island? A week? I mean,
laughable.
I mean, seriously. Me.
If the number is 10, I'll take the under.
Yes.
And I mean minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Any chance I could start the fire that Hanks did? I don't think so. I could lose the weight if I lasted long enough, but no. Did you get away for a little bit, or was it work?
I did.
Okay.
No, I got away. I went to San Diego. Spent a week in San Diego.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We talk about this occasionally. That is still a place that is amazing to you. It's where you're going to eventually spend your retired days. When you went out there, what did you do?
I ran on the beach almost every day.
Really?
That's one of the things I love to do the most. Played a little golf, small courses, not challenging because I'm not anywhere near as good as you.
Did you bring all 14 clubs? I told this story the other day, and yeah, I said,
I didn't get to the car and say, oh, wait a minute, 17 of my clubs or 7 of my clubs are still back in the other place.
He's trying to take on Stone Eagle with three clubs. I mean,
not that it would have made any difference.
Oh, I think it would have, yeah. Now, are you much of a runner?
No. I mean, when I was a younger man, I ran marathons. I no longer do.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I competed in one triathlon, but that was a long, long time ago. I just run for fitness now. And running on the beach is a deeply enjoyable experience for me, borderline spiritual. I don't have any AirPods in. I just listen to the ocean. And that's the place I went. La Jolla Shores is the beach I grew up on, beach I body surfed on when I was in junior high school and high school. Never was a real surfer. Only a pretend body surfer, and but running on that beach genuinely takes me back home, and not only literally, but spiritually.
Yeah,
so that's
understand.
That's one of the things I very much enjoy.
Well, this is where you and Dave have something in common. Did Dave tell Major about what you've done with triathlons and what is coming up?
I've done quite a bit of running, marathons, half marathons. I've gotten into triathlons the last few years, and I've got a half Ironman I'm doing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I might not be back on Monday.
Spectacular.
Thank you.
I mean, mad respect. And were you a swimmer as a young person?
No, I knew how to swim, but my wife is a very good swimmer. She's swam through college as a coach, so she helped me with my strokes, and I'm just good enough to just keep on going.
Right. So for those who are not swimmers, that is by far the most challenging part of a triathlon, is learning how to swim. And I will tell the story on myself. I mentioned one triathlon, and I didn't even do the full triathlon because it was a river swim.
Ooh.
I'd done all my practice in pools. I was not prepared at all for river grass and trying to breathe through grass that pokes up at the top of the breakwater. And I flipped out. I just mentally broke down.
Wow.
I was physically capable, but my body just shut down. And they had to fish me out. And it was humiliating as all get out. The water was only like 10 feet deep. I only had to swim, I don't know, it was 1,500 meters, but I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. My brain
Were you concerned for your safety?
My brain was. There was no real danger, but I just couldn't hack it. I could not put my face in all that grass in the river water. I'd never done it before. It just flipped me out. And let me tell you this. In any kind of physical exertion, if your brain checks out, you're done.
Yes. Absolutely.
You're done. It doesn't matter how physically strong you are. If your brain says, I'm out, you're out. So it was sink or get fished out. Then they fished me out. And I sat humiliated, waiting for everyone who had my cap on to get out of the water. When the last person got out, then I got on my bike and did the bike and I did the run. So I did a two-thirds of a triathlon is probably the more accurate way to say it, because I had never trained in open water at all.
Yeah.
And I flipped out.
I understand it. Because I think we could spend the next 2 hours having people call in when unexpectedly anxiety, fear, uncertainty gripped them and they just had to stop. They just didn't know what to do when in a normal circumstance, almost any other time, they would be able to reassure themselves, calm themselves, and they would be fine. But this is just a moment many of us have faced, and it can be terrifying.
And it took me all the way back to my childhood because I had a very pronounced fear of drowning as a kid. Everyone has it, but I just could not ever swim in water that I knew was over my head. If I couldn't touch the bottom and have my head above the water, I freaked out. And I was pulled instantly back to those childhood traumas and childhood fears. And when you're in that place and you're in the water and everyone's splashing around you, and Dave, I think, will confirm this. Triathlons can be a little bit bumpy when you're in the water.
Yes.
Especially if you're in anywhere in the competitive zone. I wasn't. I wisely went off to the side. But even then, there were still people on both sides of me. And it was something approximating a panic attack. And so Everyone's like, keep going, keep going. I'm like, I can't. And they had to fish me out.
Yeah. Dave, there's a lot of people around you that you can absolutely see that happening to a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, I know what he's talking about. In a way, I've not done a river one. I swim a lot in pools. Lakes, you get that a little bit. But my first three triathlons were in the Pacific Ocean. And coming from Minnesota and off the coast of Malibu into the ocean, that was a beast I was not prepared for. My very first one, I swam head up the entire way because I got a mouthful of salt water.
Oh, and said, God,
I can't put my head back down there.
And you get that early on, you're...
Yes, I was maybe 100 yards in, and I turned and tried to breathe. And
yeah, that's a lot.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's pause. This is part of the reason why Major is as good a guest as we get, because, yes, we're going to talk politics, but transparency, openness, relatability. He is he's fabulous. The takeout is a must for me. I'll say this. When Major's not on, my listening schedule changes a little bit. My loyalty is to this guy. Okay? So now that he's back, I'm back on my schedule. You can check out the takeout every weekday on this radio station at 10. It's a must. Get the podcast. Get that CBS News app. Watch it live. All available to you. We're talking about athletics and moving and competing and physical exertion. You know what Dave and Major were doing when they were getting ready for these events? Flexibility, stretching, making sure their body was ready. I don't care if you're getting ready to run, you're getting ready to play golf, you're getting ready for more pickleball, maybe you're lifting weights, or let's be honest, you're not doing any of that. You're sitting on the couch, you're sitting at your desk, you're working too hard, you're overwhelmed by your family circumstances. You need some flexibility. You need some pliability. You need to do plenty on your own. But where can I go and get some ideas with trained professionals? Stretch Lab. That's right. StretchLab.com. Dozen plus locations in the metro area. Yes, both hands in the air. A customer since 2019. I have a son with a very unique health issue. He goes with me. He's better because of it. I think I'm at 5 or 6 of the Stretch Lab locations. They have the best trained people. You're going to see. They're going to give you ideas that day. They're going to give you ideas about coming back. Start with that first 50-minute session. You'll never regret it. StretchLab.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I watched some of the Epstein survivors speak out today as the political football takes place. But as we remind people all the time, there are individuals who lived this, who were tortured, who didn't know how to escape abuse that may have been weeks, may have been months, may have been years, and the ramifications may be as prominent now as ever. It was moving. It was powerful. If you have a chance to watch, it is worth it. It is worth showing empathy and compassion and wishing all these folks nothing but the best. So a twofold question, Major, on just that raw emotion. And then on the political side, now that Congress is back, I don't think the public is talking about it a lot. I think the public may talk about it more today because of the survivors, may talk about it more because of all people, Marjorie Taylor Greene, calling out Donald Trump's DOJ. So on both those questions, on the emotions and where it goes politically, what do you want to say?
So I'm in New York talking to you from the broadcast center at CBS. I came up to New York to attend the funeral service this morning for my colleague, Mark Noller. I was asked to give remarks. Mark and I worked together for many years. He's a dear friend. I miss him dearly. Journalism misses him. So I'm very sorry. The press conference. But I've read transcripts of it. We are going to play a sizable amount of that sound on the takeout tonight because I said weeks ago on my show that we would treat this not as a political story. We would treat this as a victim story because the victims want someone to pay attention to what happened to them. And they are under the belief that there were other people not named Ghislaine Maxwell, his convicted accomplice, and not named Jeffrey Epstein, who had some knowledge of this and may have participated financially, moved money around, did other things that under the law could be considered prosecutable. And they would like those people, if they can be legally held to account, to face some form of accountability. That is a pure request for justice. And they don't know the applicability of the law because they haven't seen all of the evidence and all the testimony and all the things about the money and the accounts and the movement of money and how it was able to happen for so many years in so many different places under so many different guises. And those who've paid great attention, far more attention to this case than I have said you cannot believe that it beggars the imagination that just two people, Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, were responsible for all of this. And if others were responsible and can and should be held criminally accountable, the victims would like that to be pursued. Here's where the politics comes in. The Trump Justice Department has already said there is no need to pursue any other indictments, period. So the only way to shake that loose is to apply political pressure of some kind. There are some Republicans who are supportive of this, many Democrats who are supportive of it. Are the Democrats pouncing on it for political reasons and they're not that interested in the justice? Possibly. The Republicans who are defying the president can probably be fairly described as they're interested in the justice of it. But coming to Capitol Hill to speak in a political place about a basic appeal for justice does have a political cast to it because the victims understand the only way to change what the Trump Justice Department has already decided no more to see here is to apply political pressure.
How should we view what is taking place and what has taken place the last few days with Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, leader of Iran, all gathering and seemingly talking about ways that they can work together and can work against this country?
So China asserts itself as a world economic power. It also wants to assert itself, or at least demonstrate itself, as a world military power. That's what the show of force was in this parade, ostensibly to commemorate the 80-year victory over Japan in World War II, but that's not what it's really about. It's a way to show off drones, hypersonic missiles, other military hardware, and say, look, we have gleaming, brand new, super scary, super sophisticated weaponry, and we can project power in lots of different places. That's a sign throughout Asia, all the way down to Australia. It's a sign to South Korea. It's a sign to Japan. Kim Jong-un there is a collaborationist now with the Chinese in this demonstration. He's already full on board with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, sending troops to fight and die with Russian forces in Ukraine. All of that is to try to convey this sense of alliance and a quote-unquote ganging up against the interests of the West in Asia. Not to project things to scare America within our own borders, but to project a sense of anxiety bordering on fear throughout Asia. Because right now, all the alliances are sort of being scrambled by the tariff conversation and what is the United States' commitment in Asia? What is it going to do with China? What does it have? What kind of relationship does it have with Japan? What kind of relationship does it have with South Korea, with Vietnam, with Australia, with the Philippines, and the like? So many people regard this as a symbolic flex, but the Chinese, I guarantee you, think about it as much more.
Last thing, the president has suffered some losses in court recently on some key facets of the first 8-9 months of his administration, including the use of the military in Los Angeles, and also his on his own raising tariffs without Congress. They're obviously both worth watching. Which one do you think matters the most to the administration right now?
I think the tariff one matters the most. The president spoke yesterday in the Oval Office almost apocalyptically, as if America would end, would just cease to function as a country.
Yes, that's right.
If the Supreme Court upheld the appeals court ruling, a 7-4 appeals court ruling, by the way, that he exceeded the authority in the emergency declaration that he says empowers him to recast the entire face of the global economy through tariffs applied in all sorts of places. If the Supreme Court does what the Constitution plainly says, which is Congress invested the power of taxation, and tariffs are quite obviously a taxation mechanism. They were at the founding of our country. They were until we had an income tax. So for more than 100 years, Congress is invested with that power. If you take that power away from Congress and defy Congress's ability to reassert itself, you are acting unconstitutionally. That's what the appeals court says. If the Supreme Court, as originalists on the conservative side have long said they are, they can come to no other conclusion. And they'll say to the president, well, I know you've collected this tariff revenue, and now you think that everything's going to end? Sorry. Speaking apocalyptically and wanting to keep revenue that you illegally raised, sorry. That's inconvenient for you. We get that. But this is what the Constitution says. Not only that, this is what the Constitution has always said. And if you want these tariffs, go to the place the Constitution says they need to be passed through, the Congress. Yep. And don't tell us, oh, we don't have 60 votes in the Senate. Too bad. Neither other presidents haven't either, and they figured it out one way or the other. So that's where we are.
I'm very sorry for the loss of Mark. Had great respect for him. I'm sure today was a somber day. Not surprised at all they asked you to speak. So, again, my best to you. And
thank you.
Get past it. Keep him in your thoughts.
Will.
And we'll talk soon.
I hope so. Thanks so much.
Major with us. Susie, next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.